Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hour number three of a three-hour show. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, one of the biggest radio segments in the nation, of course, will be happening at the bottom of the hour, a Miami Dolphins edition. That should be a lot of fun. But until then, we are going to go to baseball because, of course, Aaron Judge is doing something historic. Number one, first baseball player in 60 years to hit 60 home runs without the cloud of suspicion of PED use hanging over his head. But even if you include that and take out all the qualifiers, he still is tied now for the Yankees record for home runs. And the Yankees, of course, are the flagship franchise of the Major League Baseball. And he is tied for the American League record with Roger Maris. One more, and it all is his. So, and then on top of that, Rob, he's going for the Triple Crown, which only 14 players have ever done. So Aaron Judge having a tremendous season. We got to speak about it. Rob, you wrote about it today on Deadspin.com. Why don't you share with us what you wrote?
I'm convinced now that he's having the best season ever. And there's a lot of factors. This is not just about
the home runs, which are good and big, but Barry Bonds hit more home runs. So it can't be more just about home runs because Barry Bonds hit more. Mark McGwire hit more. Sammy Sosa hit more.
Right.
So it's not just about home runs. It's about where we are in this game. The 244 batting average of all major leaguers. That's what it is, 244. It's the lowest batting average since the 1968 season, which was the year of the pitcher when Denny McClain won 30 games and Bob Gibson had a 1.112 ERA and Sandy Koufax was God on the mound. Baseball lowered the mound the next year because the hitters didn't have any. It wasn't fair. They couldn't hit. That's where we are. It's harder to hit now than ever. And we're talking about pitchers who throw over 100 miles an hour, relievers who come from the bullpen or specialists to just pitch to a couple guys, fresh arms coming at you more than ever. There used to be a time when teams carried 10 pitchers. Now they carry like 14. The shift, which takes away hits, looks at the patterns where you hit the ball. So it's way harder to hit. So not only has Aaron Judge hit 61 home runs with a chance to break the American League record, which has stood for, you know, forever, 61 years, he's also has a chance to be a Triple Crown winner. 14 players. Baseball started in like the 1876. Only 14 guys have been able to do it. That's how hard it is. The last guy, Miguel Cabrera, 2012. Before Miguel Cabrera, Carl Yastrzemski in Boston in 1967. So two guys have done it since 1967. So the backdrop to me, the other part is, A, every game, every at-bat was meaningful because the Yankees are playing for something. And B, he has the pressure of playing for a contract and his future financially. I think when you wrap all those things together and have this guy excel and win the division for the Yankees, put them in a position where he had to perform every night. If he doesn't perform, the Yankees are cooked. That's how much pressure is on Aaron Judge for the most part. There's a couple other guys, but he's the main guy. That's why I think if he does it with the Triple Crown and obviously break the record, it'll be hard for me to look at somebody else and think that they had a better regular season than Aaron Judge has had. And if you look at the stats, and anybody who wants to take a real close look, he leads in almost every offensive category. It's mind-blowing.
And you're including, so this is not like non, quote-unquote, PED years. You're saying period, including Bonds, yep, including McGwire and all those guys.
Yep, including. Go ahead.
I was saying yesterday that, I mean, there's certainly if you take out the years of people, the quote-unquote steroid era, right? I think, Rob, that's unquestioned, that he would have the most impressive season ever. Now, let me ask you this. If he doesn't get the Triple Crown, but everything else you said is, you know, he's still leading in all these other categories, but just doesn't get the Triple Crown, would you still say it was the most impressive season ever
I think it would be up for debate. You would have an argument up for debate. I do. But if he is able to do something that we just haven't seen done, right, I think that's where it becomes an extra special season. And that he might lose the batting title by 1 percentage point or, you know what I mean,
right,
or a point.
Right.
And if you wanted to have an argument and nitpick and say, well, he didn't get the Triple Crown, but it's by 1 point or a half a percentage point, I would still argue with you, but I can't without him officially having the Triple Crown. If you say, no, it's not, or he didn't get the Triple Crown, then you can make a fair argument. But I think it's very important that he does break the record and gets the Triple Crown. And it would be hard for me to argue against the season he's turned in.
And I get that, because when Russell Westbrook, first year, he averaged a triple-double, right? And won the MVP because of it. Had he averaged 9.9 assists, he wouldn't have been the MVP, Rob.
No, he wouldn't have.
I mean, you know, it does matter. These numbers matter. You hear the cliche. I mean, it's used in football, of course, but it's a game of inches. But these are all world-class athletes. And the difference between a superstar and a bench player is minuscule in the grand scheme of things. And so those things matter. So you're right. Like, the difference between him winning the Triple Crown and not winning the Triple Crown because he was one, you know, point beneath, but behind the winner, it does matter. It does matter. And like, if he has hit 59 homers, if he has 60, Rob, even if he didn't break the record, that would still be monumental. Had he hit 59,
no, it would be monumental, but nobody would be saying it's the greatest season.
No, no.
Right.
Well,
it would just be it would be a great season.
And I think you'd have an argument, though.
Not you would have an argument.
Certainly, but if you take out Bonds, because 60, if he had the Triple Crown and 60 homers,
I mean, it would be tremendous, but then you would say, well, he fell short. You know, like, you would use the argument, you know, he only hit 60. He was there. If you hit 60, you're in range to hit 62. So that means that at some point you had a period where you didn't hit. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
that would be held against him. Like, we just saw, what do you go, six games, right? I mean, he had that. And if he didn't get it, Chris, as great as he's had a year, people would have soured on his season. You agree or disagree? And I'm not saying they would have said he was a bum.
Right,
but
right,
he would have felt like a failure.
No,
he got all the way to the finish line, but he didn't cross it.
No, I agree. Especially when he had several weeks, right, to get it and didn't. Yeah, I agree with that. Here's what I'm going to say, Rob. I will give him, and I hate to even make this differentiation because we both agree that he's not going to be the home run king, you know, single season. It is Bonds.
He doesn't even think he is. He says the number is
and
Barry
I respect
Bonds.
That.
I do too.
Yep.
Aaron Judge plays baseball. He knows how hard it is to hit. I don't care. You know what I mean? And he has respect for Bonds.
Absolutely. And I absolutely respect him saying that, because he could come out, Rob, and say it, and he'd probably catch some heat. But I think a lot of people, Rob, and you know the baseball writers better than me, a lot of people would cheer him on for saying that.
Yeah, well, Roger Maris Jr. said it yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah,
Which I thought was, and I'm not going to tell him what to say. The moment, do you need to really muddy the water with that? Just Aaron Judge tied your dad. Why are we talking about that?
I didn't really like it. I didn't really like it. I mean, like you said, he's can have his own opinion, but I didn't really like him going there with that. But I'm going to say this, Rob. If we take away the quote unquote steroid era, I agree with you. Best season ever. Probably this, even including the steroid era, say second best season ever. But I'm going to go with Bonds in 01. Go ahead.
No, and people will make their case, and I agree. He will not be unanimous, because there are some.
Most people probably would, you know, just because of Bonds is the PED use, probably people probably want to rob, even though they have to acknowledge the 73 homers, they probably would like to throw that season out and maybe say Judge is having the best year.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, but there are, when it comes to the MVP voting this year, there are the Ohtani fans who, no matter what, are going to say he's the best player. We heard CeCe Sabathia say it. Remember that?
Right.
Oh,
right,
yeah, you know, right. Judge is having a great year, but we haven't heard those people recently, have we? I don't think we've heard those people anti-Judge.
No, I haven't heard as much about, Ohtani, who is having a great year. But I'm going to go with Bonds, Rob. And I get it. You made a great point about the pitching, you know, and just the shifts. And, you know, it's harder to get a base hit nowadays. But Bonds did have more, and Bonds only played 153 games that year. Judge is at 151 right now. So, it, you know, it's pretty close as far as, you know, their games played. Bonds had more homers, more RBI, although Judge could catch him, you know, and may pass him on that.
And it's one thing. Judge bats leadoff, so that, you know, and I know that's just to start the game.
Right.
But it is a difference with RBIs for guys who bat third or fourth. I mean,
absolutely.
It just is.
Absolutely. I mean, your first time up at bat, if you're, you know, the third or fourth or fifth,
you might
hitter,
have the bases loaded or two guys on.
Right.
I mean, it's a big difference where Judge has nobody on.
Yeah, no, totally. That's fair. But Bonds had more homers, more RBI, more walks. Rob, he might have hit 90 homers if they hadn't walked. He walked 177 times. And you know this. You know, we think we know when he started using steroids, right? Before he started using them, you know this, he had a great eye. He used to lead the league in walks routinely. So it wasn't just everybody's pitching away from him. Sure, that was a ton of it because he was hitting so many homers, but he also had a great eye, and he didn't chase foolishness at the plate. So he had, you know, more walks, more, and led the league in that. Had a higher batting average, 328, didn't lead the league. Wasn't even in the top 10 in all of baseball. I don't know.
But that's what the guys were hitting. You know what I mean? Like the difference, and that's why Judge's average stands out so much. Because you just said it. If you told somebody that Barry Bonds batted 325 and he wasn't in the top 10, how?
Right. No doubt. Had a higher on-base percentage, higher slugging, higher OPS, and led the league in all three of those categories. So he didn't lead the league in as much as Judge is this year. But I got to go with Bonds on that one. But this is what we're seeing is tremendous. And I tell you what, Rob, it would be something if the Yankees followed up with a World Series.
Well, if they do that. Well, obviously the voting is going to be before that. But it would be like his crowning year, and it would be – because that's what, you know, if you're a Yankee player, you need to win a World Series. You know, like that's just – that's why Dave Winfield and Steinbrenner, you remember, had a falling out.
Yep.
And he called him Mr. May because he got hit to May.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Let me ask you this. Is Judge – and I know in your personal – your favorite sluggers, he's obviously in your top five. Does this – season, because we presume, right, if he stays healthy, he's going to go on and have a great career. He might top 62, 63 homers, whatever he ends up with. He might top that 1 year, right? So we know that. But for the sake of argument, at this moment, does this put him, do you think, like in the five, not your five, but like, an objective five greatest sluggers ever.
Not yet. He's not there because too many people have way more home runs.
Right.
And
if he's just average the rest of his career or doesn't, you know,
gets hurt again. You got to put Hank Aaron, Albert Pujols has 700. Do you know what I mean? Like if we were to pick five, he can't be in that five. He just
Right.
There's too many other guys.
But this is big because, look, he's hit 52 as a rookie. And now he's got 61. Like, I agree with you, but there's an argument. I mean, because obviously you can't base, you know, he doesn't have the longevity. But if he got hurt and, say, couldn't, you know, finish his career, there would be an argument just based on, man, if he had been able to play. You know what I mean? Because he's got two historic home run seasons. Out of what, 6 years or whatever he's played? All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Rob says this is the greatest individual season in the history of baseball. Aaron Judge has it. What say you? Your thoughts next. TireRack.com loves tires, and we love them. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver and they're just a phone call or a click away. The website's jam-packed with information, advice, tools, everything that makes buying the right tires a snap, like their tire decision guide. Here's how it works. You answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. 2 minutes or less. It might not even take 2 minutes, y'all. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Vredestein Hypertrack tire, the all-season Quadtrack, and the off-road capable Vredestein Pinzu light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of more than 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day, 24 hours. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. It's crazy. Tire installation on your terms. It's a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Money!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms to apply. Rob Tua Tagovailoa just got sacked, and he looked like he landed hard on his back, and he froze. He looked like he got knocked out. He froze. You know how your hands, a guy gets knocked out, and your hands just stay like they were when whatever happened when you got hit? That's how he is. So he's down. Hopefully everything's okay. But, yeah, it's looking bad right now. Yeah, we'll see.
Not good. All right. We got the-
yeah, 877-99 on Fox. Aaron Judge, best season ever. Your thoughts?
David, in Tustin, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say real quick, guys, I love both of y'all. And when you guys argue, it's the best because, you know, that's what makes the show the Odd Couple, you know?
It is the Odd Couple.
Well, I will say this, that if it didn't matter, then there would be no argument. Just right. Remember that.
Right. If it wasn't important, passionate. Right. Okay. Go ahead,
David.
I love you guys. Hello?
Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, I agree with Rob 1,000%. I'm not going to say anything different, Rob, but you are right. Like, the current MLB, like, pitchers only pitch so many innings, so Judge is always facing so many new pitchers. And so he's getting the best of everyone, and also the shift affects averages. And, like, when all things considered, this is the best season. It's just remarkable, you know?
Yeah, and this is another thing that, and thanks for the call, David, real quick. In the old days, pitchers used to pitch, Chris, 8 or 9 innings. You can't tell me they were as fresh the whole game, or they used to pitch double headers. You know, it was guys would pitch way more innings than they pitch now, and they couldn't have been as fresh as the guys are now. Steve, in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, good to hear you on the radio again, and I'm getting excited about the Yankees and Aaron Judge. I love the Mariners up here. They're playing pretty good ball, but I think that with Judge, they've got me back into liking baseball again. So I'm really excited.
A guy like him can do that, you know, because he is great to watch if you like the game.
Oh, definitely. And also, Theme Song Thursday, I've never heard on your show, Rob and Chris, Maud, the theme song from Maud.
Oh, yeah. We'll play it next.
I think we've done that before.
We have played it. I have done it.
Yeah, we have done it before.
I'm sorry.
No. We'll do it.
Yeah, you know, because you got 2 out of 3 Golden Girls there.
Yes.
And then I didn't hear until just before you came back. I've never heard where Chris was born or lived, WKRP in Cincinnati. That's a great theme song.
I did live there.
Yes, I lived there as well. I worked there for 2 years in Cincinnati.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your show. I think you guys are great. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's get one more, Rob.
Can we squeeze the last one in?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to, who do we have here? I'm sorry. Mark. Mark in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hello, fellas. Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. This Judd thing. Judd gets everybody's best, but Barry Bonds didn't get everybody's best because they were scared of him. But Judd is respected. Barry Bonds was feared. So I have to give it to Bonds.
That's a fair argument. I'm not going to argue with you. But Barry Bonds was the most feared hitter ever. Chris and I agree on one thing. He's the best baseball player we ever saw.
Yeah.
I agree.
Rob, I mean, Judge is approaching what we saw with Bonds. But, it was ridiculous. Baseball, we talk about baseball is a sport of failure, right? Like, you hit 30% of the time, you're awesome. Every time Bonds was at the plate, you thought he was going homer. I've never seen that in baseball. All right, we got Tyser's Tower coming up next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And it's time for Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyser's Tower of Trivia here on The Odd Couple. The segment that proves you even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, our resident DJ, the man who's taken over TikTok one follower at a time. Check out his podcast, The Anime Senpai, my man Alex Tyser.
What's good, my guys? I heard we needed some downloads, so I said, let's do it. It's almost Friday. Let's get it.
What about your new podcast?
Which
called,
one?
Meat Talk, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to call it Beyond Meat, but that's already taken, so.
Exactly. That would work.
Rob, how dare you? I should have never told you guys I eat meat. I should have never said it.
You never going to lay that down, bro.
I was happy that day. I popped a bottle of champagne.
Did you?
And a bottle of ketchup. I was happy.
It does make us feel better.
I guess. Makes me feel worse.
Like, if you got a D in class, it made you feel better when other people got D's too.
That's,
you
know? That's true.
You eating just as bad as we are.
I can remember telling my mother that once. My friend Ed, who was a smart guy, we went to high school together. And I got a bad grade, and I went home, and I said, well, Ma, Ed got a C minus two. What do you want me to do?
You know what's even worse,
CB? Did it work?
I don't care what Ed got.
You know what's even worse, CB? Rob went to get himself a piece of cheesecake, and he got me an Oreo one, and I ate it. I'm so off of the rails,
really?
Man.
Oh, yeah. God. You are. Now you eating sweets?
He had a big piece of cheesecake from the Cheesecake
so good.
Factory.
Really?
I went over there to get me a piece. He says, if they have an Oreo one, get me one. And I
and he
got
did.
Wow.
Rob, I love
I'm
you.
Shocked.
Yes.
I am shocked. Well, good on you, Alex. Good on
thanks.
You. Thanks. Welcome to the dark side.
It's too dark over here, man. I want some light back.
All right, guys. You know this segment works. I got 7 Miami Dolphins-related questions. You got to help Alex get up the tower. Each level gets a little bit tougher.
Easy.
Starts off easy. It gets hard. And again, the rules very quickly.
Okay.
It's got to be a real world. It's got to be in English. Can't be a number. It can't rhyme. I think that's all of them. And any event, we just got a touchdown here in the Thursday night game.
There was a controversy last week. What was it? Rob, what was it?
Well, Chris, you know what wasn't controversial? Joe Burrow just
Rob
hit T. Higgins
both,
for a 60-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, I see that.
Rob Parker didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I'm just I'm watching my play-by-play here.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, let's just get to it. We're running super late. I flipped the corner in the update, and Rob Parker gets question number one, so let's get to it. Rob, the Dolphins play in the AFC, specifically the AFC blank division.
West?
East?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Let's go, Rob.
I was going to say the
between
least, but
that level of difficulty and this next one is crazy. Come on.
How do you figure? This is Alex Teicher question. Question number two.
Let's go.
Are you kidding?
Tell him, Rob.
Dolphins legend Dan Marino has made cameos in a number of movies, most notably the movie Blank Ventura, Pet Detective.
All right. Spades? Read the question again to him.
No, he doesn't have time. We got to know this.
You got to know this, Alex.
I mean, I might. I was just trying to see how good your clue
Spades
would be.
Spades is a good clue.
That's not bad. I'm going to say Ace.
That is correct.
What
were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say Hardware.
Oh, that's a good one. Ace Hardware.
He knew this one. You knew this one. That's too easy.
Everybody knows this movie.
That's true. Laces out.
Laces out, Dan. And by the way, we will keep you up to date on any Tua news if we get any here in the show. Level number three, back to Rob Parker, tied at 10. Dolphins fans don't always refer to their team as the Dolphins, which is kind of funny. Instead, they simply call them the blank, spelled with a P-H.
What? Okay. P-H.
Huh. Guppies.
Ooh, Rob, what are you saying? I'm sorry if this is wrong. Fish?
Yeah. That is correct.
Let's go, is it?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's take it.
Alex was so shocked to even hit the button. All right,
I know.
Number four.
I was going to say Moby Dick was a guppy.
There you go.
That wouldn't have been right.
You might have said Moby Dick.
Level number four, back over to Chris Broussard. Until 1986, the Dolphins played all their home games at the famed Miami Blank Bowl.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Apple?
Orange.
There it is.
Is it?
The perfect game continues.
Let's go. Yes.
Shout out to the Miami Dolphins. We're currently losing 14-6 on Thursday Night Football.
Hey, Rob G, ask me who got carted off. I know that one.
Who got carted off, Alex?
Tua.
And we hope he's okay.
Yes, we do.
We do not want to make light of that. That was scary. Level number five. Back to Rob Parker, Tiger Tower Trivia. Two off seasons ago, rumor has it the Dolphins had a plan in place to get both Tom Brady, who nobody likes, and former Saints head coach Sean Blank.
This is a stretch.
Okay.
Walter
Payton.
Wow.
Is it?
Wow. You know Walter Payton?
Yeah, Walter Payton.
You know that name?
Wow.
Everybody knows that
I've heard
name.
That plenty of times.
I did not think you were going to know that.
Well, thanks.
I thought you were going to say place, Rob.
No, but you know that Peyton show was from the
city. They were going to say Manning.
There was Peyton Place was a
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Manning's a good one.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That's actually good.
We move on. Level number six, Dolphin edition of Tiger's Tower Trivia. The Dolphins are the only team in NFL history to finish the season undefeated, the perfect season. That year, they were led by running backs Larry Sonka and Blank Morris.
Wow.
Sonka.
All right.
Okay.
These last two are really hard.
Thank you.
Hard. Lincoln.
Abraham.
That is incorrect. Good guess.
No, come on. All right, here we go.
What, Rob? That's what came to mind. I know.
He's dissing my clue.
No, I'm not. No, here we go. Here we go.
Tell Rob. All right, what do you got?
And he's
Venus.
Williams?
That is incorrect. Also another good guess.
Dang.
These are good guesses. I mean, he's just not, he's not in the right.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Okay.
Silver.
Got to get into the mind of an Alex.
Yeah, Asher. That's what I need. I'm going to always say what comes to my mind first, and I don't think it's right. Read the question or the names again real quick.
Running backs Larry Sonka.
Okay.
And Blank Morris.
And Chris, your clue was silver.
Silver.
Rich and Covino's waiting.
They were already here. You stop it. I'm going to say bronze.
That is incorrect. Mm. Last chance to steal Rob Parker.
Dang. I need help, Rob.
Man.
Might have to call Greg Jennings.
I like Greg Jennings.
Do you remember my first clue at all?
Greg Jennings.
I remember it was.
No, that was it last week.
Lincoln was one.
Oh, here we go.
That was mine. It? Forget that.
Okay. You don't remember what I said, Alex?
No.
All right, I'm just asking. Okay. I just wanted to know.
I need to write them all down.
Venus.
Okay, yeah, Venus. Okay.
Why are you telling them?
Because they ain't going to get it anyways.
Here we go. Rob G has no faith in me.
Yes, I got big faith.
Let's go, Rob. I'm going to try this. Let's go.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to really try
it. Yeah.
Mars.
Venus?
Why would the answer be one of the clues? No.
No, I gave you that. No, wait.
Hold on.
Does
that count?
Yes, it
does. The answer we were looking for was Mercury.
Oh,
Mercury Mars.
That was the next one.
That was the next planet.
Yes. I need a rule where I can't give the same answer twice. Can we make that a rule? I forget sometimes.
You know what? No.
You do it.
Oh, CB, I see whose team you're on.
We had Fred Trump one time, and that's all you need. Okay.
Yes.
Wait, was it Fred? Was it?
Yeah, it was. All right. Back to Rob. Rob is up 30 to 20. If he gets this one, it's over.
Let's
go, Rob. Question, the hardest one we've ever had. This year, the Dolphins got arguably the fastest wide receivers in football, headlined by Tyreek Hill and Jalen Blank.
Penguin.
Frost.
Incorrect.
Penguin.
Wobble.
Walking?
That is incorrect. Jalen Walking.
Okay, oh, Walker.
What do you got?
Walker.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Rob, you get this. It's over.
All right.
If not, Chris gets a chance to steal.
I think it's over.
Walking.
You got the clues? Think of the clues.
I'm trying, man.
You know, I just did the math, and it's pretty much over anyways.
It's
and
over,
good thing, good thing Alex is not looking at the TV because he's right there in the middle of our screen there. Alex is buried in his paper right now trying to figure this out.
I didn't see it. Oh, I'm going to pass. I don't know.
All right.
Weeble. How about Weeble?
Weeble?
Weeble Nation?
Weeble.
No, I'm drawing a blank. What is it?
Wobble.
Waddle.
Hey, that wouldn't have been right.
Jalen Waddle.
Waddle.
Waddle. Yeah, we're trying to get Waddle.
Got
Walk,
it.
Penguins.
So Rob Parker gets the
I wish we had time for the theme music.
No, we got plenty of time. Hold it tight. I got time. Give me time.
Next.
Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could simply talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. And we're going to go to our man Ilo, Isaac Lohenkron, for an update on Tua Tagovailoa.
Chris and Rob, the Miami Dolphins say that Tua Tagovailoa has movement in all of his extremities and is conscious. Certainly
Thank
hopeful
God.
News.
Right.
A short time ago, he was taken via ambulance from Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center with what the Dolphins are calling head and neck injuries after he was taken off the field in a stretcher after being thrown down on his upper back and on the back of his helmet while being sacked in the second quarter. So again, the Dolphins say that Tua Tagovailoa does have movement in all of his extremities and is conscious as he is being treated on his way to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, fellas.
That's great, because obviously your biggest fear, Rob, in situations like that is that maybe a guy's paralyzed. And so that's good that seems to be ruled out.
It's just sad that it's 2 weeks in a row now. You know, he played on Sunday and not even two, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 days?
Right.
And he had hit his head hard on the ground.
And I think once, and it seems like that's now, that the, you know, he's cleared of paralysis or something. And a lot of doctors, Rob, on Twitter, Rob G, you said they're saying it looks like an obvious concussion. Your body seizes up like that. It's usually a concussion. That's Rob. Once he's like, he's good for the long term, then people are going, that's going to be the question. Should he have been out there? Because, you know, you seem to think you were shocked he was playing.
I was shocked.
And I
really thought he had a concussion, and I don't know. They didn't handle it well at the game Sunday. So I guess, you know, they just figured that we missed it there. If he says he's okay and everything looks okay. But I just think I thought he had a concussion Saturday.
Well, it definitely looked like it. It looked like it, and I took the doctor's word. I mean, like you said, he came back and played well. And it looked like, you know, I took the doctor's words, you know, word that Sunday they said he didn't have a concussion. Monday they said, you know, he was fine, didn't have a concussion. But I think, Rob, that once deemed he's okay, like long term, I think that's going to become a big story. Did he or didn't he? Was there a cover-up, right? Something like that.
That could always be out there, especially if there's any ill effects after this. That's the one thing.
Right. So he'll be out a while. Obviously, you know, you're glad he's healthy or, you know, he's fine moving his extremities. But it looks like he'll probably be out for a little while. Certainly, Rob, takes the sting out of this game, right? I mean, we were wondering, are we going to learn much about Miami? If they win tonight with Teddy Bridgewater, who did just score, they're down 14-12. It'll be impressive, but, you know, these circumstances just kind of put a damper over everything. All right, it is the iCouple signing off on a TV theme song Thursday. Keep it locked, though, right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment for the iCouple. And Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And you know what that means. Fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.